In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This being the Christmas season, for many of us, that means that college students are home on break. In our home, you might know, we have two college students home on break. And what I've been noticing is that those interactions with college students are kind of funny. Right? You have young people who have been living on their own, perhaps for several years, and they will continue living on their own. They're used to making their own decisions without parental supervision. My children have come home to visit, but they're no longer children. And every visit, every evening they might choose to spend at home, we receive that as a gift, as something to be treasured. John Tillman likes to remind me frequently, says they're not coming back. And it's true, right? Our relationship has changed. Our relationship is different than what it was. And that is good, and that is right. That is, in fact, our goal, right? We wouldn't have it any other way. The hope of every Christian parent for their child is that they might grow up and that the light of God might shine forth from their lives. As we celebrate Christmas, this feast of the Incarnation, St. Paul tells us in our epistle reading that the Incarnation leads us into a new way of knowing God. Right? Once upon a time, human beings felt far off from God, very distant. God was way up in heaven, and we were way down here on earth, and there was a big chasm in between. And so we began to adopt rules and laws that might help us mediate that relationship. And it's true that boundaries are important. Right, boundaries teach us how to come close to God. Boundaries and rules, they prepared our hearts and our minds to begin to perceive God, to begin to relate to God. Just like those household rules, those household boundaries by which we nurtured our children and helped them to become human beings capable of living in society. Now, as Christians, we are sometimes struck by dismayed by the amount of case law that we find in the Hebrew Bible. All those details, all those minutiae of daily life. But that was people's attempt to begin to try to conceive what it might look like to live in relationship with God. The people of Israel spent 40 years in the desert being formed into a people that might have a clue about how to relate to God. And yet even the Israelites, even for them, the law was never the end. It was never the goal in and of itself. But the law had a purpose, and that purpose was to know God. Even the prophets speak of a time when there will be no more teachers, no more study of the law, and instead God's nature will be written on your very hearts. You will know God personally. And God's light will shine in and through God's people in a new way. As Christians, that's exactly what we believe the Incarnation is. God became flesh and lived among us. And St. Paul says that God did that so that we might receive adoption as God's own children. That we are no longer bound to God by the law, by measures of obedience. Not as slaves or servants or even minimum wage employees. We're not far off. But instead, Jesus in the Incarnation, God put on flesh to show us how this works to be in close relationship. Jesus provides for us a model of how God intends for us to relate to God. And so we call God Lord, as we were taught by our tradition. But Jesus also taught us to call God Abba, Father. Or, because God is without gender, God transcends gender, Emma, Mother, would work just as well. St. Paul says, you are no longer a slave, but a child, an heir. And the light of God is shining through you, personally, directly. What does this mean for you and me today? We are all like children, home from college. Right? We're still figuring it out. We're still easing into this new role, this new relationship. And we have been freed from judgment, freed from measuring up, freed from the need to achieve certain things to win approval. And instead, we are being invited to choose relationship, to give our hearts of our own choice. God invites us into relationships as adults, which means people who make choices. Sometimes we make choices for God, but that having that choice means that sometimes we also choose not for God. Martin Thornton wrote a slim volume called Christian Proficiency. It's about living the life of a Christian, seeking God in one's daily life. And he talks about how we might choose a particular practice, our religious practice. A great example is the daily office, right? Saying morning prayer each day, perhaps. And sometimes, when you try to adopt this new habit, unless you live in a monastery, it's going to be hard to maintain it. Sometimes you'll miss. And he suggests calling that miss a fault, kind of like in tennis or something. Right? It's not sin, it's not failure, it's just a miss. And that miss is an invitation to think about, why did I miss? Was there something sinful that drew me away from the practice? Was there something virtuous that distracted me from the practice? Right? The practice itself is not the holy thing. It's not the point. Measuring up performance is not the point. But it's an invitation to consider, how is this forming me? How is this forming my choices? So that I choose for God. When we choose as adults, when we make choices, we are secure in our relationships, sort of like a healthy family system, where we know that mistakes will be made. And a relationship is not ended by mistakes. On the contrary, it grows exactly from those mistakes. As we examine what went wrong and what are our true commitments and choices. And so the church community, right, this group that we gather week by week, this is where we engage in that work of choosing relationship with God, choosing as adults. Choosing together, right, with mutual support and prayer and companionship. As we continue to enter into this new kind of relationship with God, I pray that for you, 2025 will be a year of growing in relationship with God, so that the new light of God's incarnate word may shine forth in your life. Amen.